91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Kayla Haggett. Two people are dead following a crash on Highway 7 Sunday evening. A tractor-trailer collided head-on with a car near Caledar. The driver and passenger of the car were pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the tractor-trailer was taken to hospital for minor injuries. Highway 7 remains closed and traffic is being detoured at Highway 41 and Highway 37. One man is dead after being struck by a car last night in Quinte West. Police say the crash happened just before 8 p.m. on Frankford Road. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. The death toll in the Oakland warehouse fire has grown to 36. The fire erupted Friday night during a dance party. Searches have stopped since one of the walls is unstable and poses a safety hazard. The search will continue later today, and Oakland Battalion Fire Chief Melinda Drayton says she expects the death toll will continue to rise.
We're no closer to finding a cause, and we absolutely believe that the number of fire fatalities will increase.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it will not approve a proposed route for the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, handing a major victory to protesters rallying against the encroachment on tribal lands. Alex Mallon reports.
Protesters advocating for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe have been embroiled in an ugly showdown with law enforcement the past several months, arguing the pipeline would endanger sacred land and potentially contaminate their source of drinking water. The intensity of clashes only grew worse in recent weeks as the North Dakota winter began to bear down on the group. The fight could be far from over, though, as President-elect Trump's transition team has indicated he plans to back the pipeline once he takes office. Alex Mallon, ABC News, The White House.
Operation Red Nose in Quinte is in full swing and looking to keep impaired drivers off the road this holiday. QNET's Michaela Chapman has more on this story.
That's the sound of one of Operation Red Nose's many volunteers getting behind the wheel of a complete stranger's car in order to drive them home safely after a night of festive cheer. Belleville City Councilor Garnet Thompson explains the designated driver program.
Three of us go out. And two get into the person that's called in, get into their car, one drives it, one's the navigator, and then the third person has the car behind that's taking them there, and we follow them, and then once they get to the residence, they get out of that vehicle, get back in mine, and we go back for another call.
The program officially kicked off last weekend, and so far has brought over 191 people and their vehicles back home safe. Thompson also says there's been a lot of community support for the program for one very important reason.
Oh, the community just loves it. The main reason is it gets people home safe with their car, and this way they get their car home, they're home, and they're off the road and not drinking and driving.
While the program is free, Thompson says a charitable donation is always appreciated.
But a lot of it goes to the YMCA for their camp program, and then some goes to the Sunrise Rotary Club, and it goes for the camp for cancer patients. And last year, we just about donated just a little over $41,000.
Operation Red Nose will continue its services every weekend until New Year's Eve. Michaela Chapman, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinte West City Council meets tonight to confirm that they will stick with the first-past-the-post voting system for the 2018 municipal election. This comes after the federal government proposed changes to the current voting system, which hopes to change it to a ranked ballot system. Belleville City Council also made the decision last week to stay with first-past-the-post. QNET News will be attending the meeting tonight to speak with city officials about the decision. The Nova Scotia government has delayed introduction of its bill imposing a contract on public school teachers. Liberal House Leader Michelle Sampson says the delay is to allow for talks about safety concerns around the student supervision during teachers' work-to-rule action to take place. NDP Leader Gary Burrill says the government's move is confusing.
The meaning of this move this morning is not yet apparent. All I can know for sure is that the level of unprecedented public fury has surely registered itself on them.
Loyalist students showcased their work at the Art and Design Foundation exhibit at Loyalist College last week. Demi Niles has a story of an animation student and her creation.
Rebecca Brooks is a second-year animation student. Her character is a little girl named Gigi. She describes how a giraffe helped her pick her character's name.
The giraffe always stuck with me, and that's kind of where we were thinking of names, and I was like, oh, Gigi.
Brooks describes how she had come up with the idea for the character Gigi while she was traveling across Canada.
It's in the summer, I was traveling across Canada, and in British Columbia, there was some kids in a park. I was walking by, and one of them, her hair just was like two-toned.
Brooke talks about her creative process along the way.
So I work with a drawing tablet on my computer, and so with the brush, so I put in the basic colors first, and then from there I'll get like a smaller, shrink the brush.
The showcase ended on December 1st, but will return next year. Demi Niles, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Belleville. It's revitalized, decorated, and ready for Christmas. Come to your new downtown Belleville and enjoy free parking all holiday season long. Shop the many stores and boutiques where you're sure to find a unique gift for that hard-to-buy poor person on your Christmas list. Dine at some of the best restaurants in town. Be entertained at a variety of venues. Your downtown has it all. Come and experience your new downtown today. And from all the merchants of downtown Belleville, have a wonderful Christmas and happiest of New Year's.
Good afternoon, I'm Kayla Haggett with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers volleyball teams played the Seneca Sting on Saturday. The women beat Seneca 3-1, while the men lost 0-3. The Peterborough Petes and the city are willing to work together on a revised revenue sharing plan. Petes president Dave Pogue went before city council on November 23rd to tell them to do the dramatic rise in costs of running the team. They could go broke in 4 to 5 years. Cody Starr has more.
Petes Vice President Rod McGillis says no one wants to lose the Petes, but if a deal isn't done with the city, that could become a reality.
They're way too woven into the fabric in our society, but to say it couldn't happen would be unrealistic. This could happen, you know, 4 years down the line if we don't make, some movements in our agreement.
Peterborough City Councillor and head of the Budget Committee, Henry Clark, says that the owners are being much more open than in the past.
And that's allowing us to really be able to evaluate the extent of the problem, and then we can put our heads together as to what we can do to help.
McGillis says the Petes are a huge part of the city, and not only because of the business they bring in.
You know, Peterborough's a great town. The Petes are a huge part of the culture of this city, not only a business in the city, but a huge part of the heartbeat, the culture, just like the Bulls were in Belleville.
The city's economy would take a severe blow if the team were to relocate, which is why Councillor Clark had this to say.
Having the Petes leave town is not an option.
Cody Starr, QNET News, Belleville.
Manitoba got the sweep at the Home Hardware Canada Cup. Reed Carruthers and his West St. Paul foursome took down the Brad Gushue rink 8-6 in yesterday's final. Third, Braden Miskawi says it sets the team up well for their newfound berth at the Canadian Olympic Curling Trials.
If we legitimately want to go to the Olympics, we got to win a big event. We won a slam at the end of last year. Now we're 1 year out from the trials, and we won the biggest event there is against pretty much, I can't see the field being much different.
The Toronto Blue Jays have signed Steve Pearce to a $12.5 million two-year deal. Pearce spent last season with Tampa Bay and the Baltimore Orioles and is a 10-year veteran of the majors. He had a career high of 21 home runs in 2014 and has played first, second, and third base. In tonight's games, the Indianapolis Colts are playing the New York Jets at 8:30. In the NBA, the Raptors are hosting the Cavs tonight. And in the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets are hosting Arizona. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today there's a high of 5 degrees and it's expected to be mainly cloudy throughout the day. Temperatures will drop to -3 overnight. Tomorrow it's 6 degrees and cloudy with possible rain or snow overnight. At 12 o'clock, 3 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. News on 91X next at 1.